Good evening and welcome to Kili Radio Storytelling Hour. Every Wednesday, I try to be up here from 5 to 6 and bring you story. In the Lakota, we call it Ohunkaka, or Wichoyake. And I bring you talk about the Lakota language, education, and school news. This evening I have my wife here and my grandson. And le makpiat khak pe me chalakh ta to kya le chimkata wa unas na ta kums na oblak o hun kan kan na
wi cho ya ke wi cho ni hak
na ha na ko wona ho na khot ya ke le ma chalakh ta to ke le cha mozas kan kan za tan cha wa hik as le han le chakpe o pe wa ya wa ke wa na is a All you listeners out there, thank you very much.
Ina, ate misu.
Karen eto wahi le okap chinta doctor gan nai chispa chamas oki chinta wahi na oham ke
es pila maya ha lehta to ki ha im le I le na wo chalam ka na I o henya wo yan ka was Watohans na takun ohinya walakek as Watohan benas hole taku kapi hua abhanta benas in back present. Nais na kus lex. Acha lena lechta toki awahi na heni wagla. This evening I was at the school and I was looking through some Lakota studies curriculum material and I ran across these we call them virtues, and everybody We all have medicine wheels, and when you work with children, we always talk about courage, wisdom. So I made some, I brought them up here, and I'm going to read them with Karen, and then we will see what we'll talk about it. I'm going to talk Lakota and then English. I wanted to make some announcements for Wanganui District School. We started school Monday. And right now, the enrollment, I wonder if it's like this all over, but enrollment is really slow. And I encourage you, families, if you have children that attended Wounded Knee District School last year, or if you have children that are looking for a school to go, we have buses running from Wounded Knee District School to Wounded Knee, and then we go north Wounded Knee to about halfway close to Rocky Ford. So if you are listening out there and if you live in this area, I encourage you to enroll your children so we can get our we started Monday, so you are welcome to come. And another thing that I wanted to let you know is that next Friday on the 30th, all you parents, especially from Oyukpe, Manderson, and Wounded Knee, we're inviting you to a breakfast Friday morning. We'll say about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Come over and have breakfast with us, and I think we will have some presentations. And I know one of them is about bullying, and that's really important today for all the schools. But we have one, the principal will present something about some information. And then we are going to, we will have another presentation on reading. We have a reading coach this year, and we have our own reading program. We think it's what's the word? Very good, fantastic. So we're going to really get these children up to where they're supposed to be. And reading is very important. The Lakota language is very important, and also the math. So if you are listening, and if you live in Manderson or Wounded Knee, come over and enroll your students. And remember, parents, you are invited to a breakfast next Friday at 9 a.m. And I wonder if there's any more announcements. Maybe next Wednesday I'll have more announcements on our schools. I didn't check the school schedule before I left. So remember now, enroll your students. Don't know if I'm going to come in a topic. Community involvement. Menara hechotas e yuha el unyampe na onki chamhata taku e chunkompe kere na lila washak. We have those two, then whatever we do will be strong and our children will start learning. Go ahead. So, El Karen was he away or even we'll have we're gonna read these Lakota virtues and then maybe Karen and I will talk about that. So before we do that, everybody that is listening this evening, I want to say thank you. And I know Mantrakoja's dad is listening, so have a good rest and listen. Okay, okay. Well, you and Neha.
Respect. Whoa, hola. In order for people to live together in peace, they have to respect one another. The old are respected for their wisdom, and the young because they are the future of the people. This attitude also means a reverence for all other living things in the world. Everything was put on this island, Earth, by the Great Spirit. All people and things are relatives. Everything is one, the holy men tell us. This reverence is expressed in daily prayers and by the way we act. The outcome of respect is peace in families, among tribes, and other people. We are all one. Mitakuye oyasi.
Ahead. And respect, Alkile, it is very important. Respect, right now we are talking here, and the Lakota word is igluoniha, so you respect yourself. And then Wayuoniha is you respect people. And then Woyoniha is you're talking to a lot of people, the whole thing. Wayuoniha. And that's really important. That's part of one of the virtues. And then we always say it's inside that medicine wheel. So every day at the school, we always say "Iglu nihapo, wayu nihapo," and especially the elders, the parents, and the community. So that's one of the I would say the most important ones. They're all good. Okay. The other one is courage. Courage is taking care of other means, that a person needs to have bravery or courage. Taking care of other means, and that means that you will you need bravery and courage. It means having a face hard and difficult. It means having to face hard and difficult things for the sake of others. Therefore, a person is taught by example and stories. They learn to face danger without running away. In the old days, on this one here, counting kua was a way of providing courage. Today a person has to have great courage to face bad thoughts and desires inside themselves. It takes courage to make changes instead of running away from problems. It's courage. Okay, another one is, I'll go ahead and read this and then Karen can do that last one. Generosity is another one. Generosity is something that any real Lakota person has or have. They learn to provide for their family members and relatives, as well as the needy ones in the community. Therefore, a person is looked up to not only for their ability to provide food, clothing, and shelter, but also for their ability to give generously and not count the cost. It is better to give a lot than to have a lot and keep it for yourself. To be called stingy is the worst insult. When an important occasion comes along, people honor one another with a giveaway or otuha. This one here is hard today, especially when we go through like today, like we just had a meeting today at the school, and we're gonna lose money because of what's going on in this country today. And then, you know, when you have something like this, then it affects a lot of things. So today, generosity is, what do you think? It's going to be hard? But if you have that, there's a word in here, if you have that courage, and if you have this respect, then you will still have generosity, because the Lakota people are always generous. Wisdom.
I wasn't paying attention. Okay, I gotta do some reading here. Wisdom. Waksape. The knowledge and wisdom of the old people is very important for the well-being of the people. They know how to give good advice to others because they have seen many things happen and change. This kind of wisdom helps people get along and understand the world around them. This wisdom helps us see that people are more valuable than things or money. The real way to judge a person is to see inside them. Wisdom is knowing that a person is nothing without the power of the Great Spirit. Being humble and caring for others is the wisest power of all.
Wisdom today is like in here, the word education, woksape. Education falls in here. And today we tell our young people that to get as much of this wisdom as you can get. And then if you do that, then that road will become, you're going to see some good things as you walk that road. So there's a word in here, it says good advice. That is the good advice. So like Kakoja is sitting here and he's only four, close to five now.
Zapta.
He's Zapta now. But He is going to enroll tomorrow. That's going to be a beginning for him. And then from that day on, he continues. And if he continues, if you practice all those, like courage, and respect, and generosity, and take this wisdom with you, then that road's going to be, at the end of that road, there will be no ending. That road will not have no ending. You're going to have some surprises, and sometimes that road's going to be tough, but you just keep going and have all these virtues, and you will see many, many good things. And it's going to be up to you, but it's going to be up to your ina and ate too, and your misu and your kaka and oji. So that's really important.
Learning is a never-ending activity.
Yep, that's it. So you and Misun will be doing that. You know, every child, every young adult, and adults too, also kakas too. It's important.
Ate.
Okay, so that's the virtues. And then I have one more announcement for the school, is that all the other schools are doing this too. They're having, like, a lot of schools are having a welcome back Huachipi, and I'm sure like we have 14 schools on this reservation. So all of you are planning this to get your the young people started, encourage them, and let them know that we support them. The school supports them, and doing the best we can, the best possible education. And then all over the reservation, other reservations, everything is starting now. Football, track, basketball, volleyball, golf. And those are like a lot of children, a lot of young people nowadays. That road leads to that wisdom too. So remember that. Okay, the other thing that we have here is I have two words, and actually it's one word, but one of them there's a shni at the end. Okichapi on the other one has okichapi shni. Okay, so okichapi is where, like, we have all these virtues. So when we have this okichapi, then, like, the community, the school, you make everything strong. And then I always talk about the language, so you make your Lakota language strong. And then you encourage new speakers, helping, sharing, and working together to strengthen our Lakota language. Helping creates confidence and motivation. Sharing also gives confidence. You see what others are doing. You might be doing the same model. Working together, become a team player, broadens your teaching methods and become stronger. That's what we wrote down here. Now, okichapishni, that means we're not working together. I'll say, like, a lot of times, maybe even the tribes, we don't know what Eagle Butte is doing. We don't know what Todd County is doing. We don't know what Fort Yates is doing, Standing Rock. And then you bring it down into your own reservation, then we don't know what other schools are doing. Rocky Ford or Richard or Allen or Martin, Wounded Knee. We're all working but we're not sharing. So maybe we need to start doing that. And that's Okichapishne. We become here's that word, Karen. We become stagnant when we don't work together, because we are territorial and not a team player. Now that could become, that could go into other things too, like a team. Say all of us are on a team, and I don't pass that ball, then we're not going to be a strong team. So that's what I'll share. And then here's where this, when you have this word Okichapishne, then there's three W's. Can you tell me one of them? Three W's. They all start with W in the Lakota words. Okay, so I'll give you the first one. W's, the three W's play a big role in this. Wonawizi is one of them. Wokipaji is another one. And Waichiha is another one.
Atemishuina.
Okay, those three. And then there's one word in there too. That's another one. We keep repeating something, right?
Layment.
Yeah. Okay.
Layment.
Okay, now here's another one, too. Wechekichiapishni. What does that mean in the English language?
Have no faith.
No confidence.
Not confidence in someone.
Okay, another one is Vecheyeshni or Vechewayeshni. Those all fall in that no confidence. No confidence, and they have this word doubt with each other. So in other words, when we're in this category, we create obstacles. For example, how to teach, what to teach, and then they become obstacles, are like in the Lakota word waprepre or abekya or alitka alitke ota. Those. So I thought I'd share those. Okay. Can you tell me any more like that? Obstacles?
Yeah.
Yeah. זה אין התחוש לקחות יא...
יצא לי תחוש אקטיו השקעת את זה.
לקחות יא התחוש... ותוהן שנדנה אל היוקת. ונא ותוהן עקה אורגיצ'יץ אוקישני. יש דקון תחוש... אין לי תחוש לקחות יא פיקלה ונא תחוקה וואי אוקת היו ה... וואי אוקת יא כלנא תקו גלוהי פיגנה יא תחוק. Chana ye chinka lahana ishna lahana umpina tohan iya apiha talena thakik prana iya apcha lina uki gina ka ho lehan e he chashna lahan whatever we do at a school, whatever we have on that computer stays there because the next person that comes along maybe will use them too lahana. Those are very good. I remember another one that we always hear when you work with this, the languages, culture. Okay, culture is the language. Culture is tradition. Culture is story. Culture is beliefs. So culture is everything. Culture is me, you, us. And culture is the Lakota language. So when this language is weak, then the culture is going to be... let's put it this way. Let's go to the extreme. Say we don't speak Lakota no more. What about the culture? Will that stay here? No. There'll be no culture. Because the language, when we have the Lakota language, then the songs, the jokes, when they're in Lakota, then our humor will be gone because the Lakota people are humorous people. So those are things that I wanted to share. Sometimes we don't want to hear them, but then they're true. They're you know, like this one. I read this before, and it's called The Future of Lakota. It's by this, it's by Leo Hawk. Leo Hawk. And he says, in here, I'll just read one paragraph. He said, my own journey, he says, Lakota. A lot of us seem to be in deep denial. I often hear remarks like, it is okay because there are a lot of speakers. Well, things should turn around once someone gets around to starting a immersion school. The spirits won't let the language die. Those three. Now, this immersion, I believe in immersion. But if we keep hearing things like this and then we don't do nothing about it, then it's not going to help, right? It's going to just keep going.
Nothing will happen.
Like the one that one little sentence that Karen brought up here, idle no more. Like that, we'll be idle. Okay, the other one is it says here, let's be honest for a moment. There are very few speakers of Lakota under 40 years old and almost none under, now he says none under 30, but then there are speakers under 30. Okay, and It says here, history has shown time and time again that a language cannot survive without young speakers. That's true. In fact, it may already be too late for Lakota. We may already have passed the point of language. This word I can't, oblivion. But I don't know about that. Deep in my heart, however, I believe we can still save it. But it will take all of us to do so. And there is no time to waste. The revitalization will get harder and harder each year as more and more fluent speakers pass on. Certainly, we can all agree on one thing: without a turnaround, Lakota will be nearly non-existent 50 years from now and dead in 75. What do you think about that? Okay. Doing so will require that we put away, remember we just mentioned now, one that was jealousy, negative attitudes, territoriality, bitterness, and politics. This will not be easy, and everyone who is reading this knows that. But I would submit this statement for consideration. I believe that unless those things can be put away, the language will be hard to revitalize. And that's all I'm going to read. This one has, like, when he wrote this, he put 3 pages. But I'll read some more next time. So, I thought I'd share that because I always, I'm a language advocate, language teacher, language consultant, and I always bring out, I always sit and read other people, what other people write, and you run into things like this, you read about things like this, and it makes you think, because I work at a school, and I do language every day, and what I see is that it is very hard to make a Lakota speaker. I'll just put it like that right now. And when I started working on this project, I said, in 5 years, see what happens. Now I'm in my 4th year, and I've yet to see. I cannot, there's a word called dialogue with any of my students. It is hard. It's hard work. So all of you Lakota teachers out there listening, it's very hard.
Yeah, especially Lakota speakers.
And that's why it's really important that I think to speak at home. Even if you don't speak Lakota, say what you can. Like my Takuza here was stayed with his Ochi today all day because he didn't go to school till tomorrow. But he can say a lot of Lakota words because his mother and his dad, they use Lakota words. And both of them are learning too, but they can say Wotayo or Inajio, Yotakayo, Omakiayo, like that. And then Karen, has, she talks to him in Lakota every day. So if we can do that, then they will pick up thoughts, sentences, like that. So, Dylan, before we leave, I want you to say one Lakota word, okay?
Ate.
Okay. One more.
Misu.
One more.
Ina.
Ina. One more. जी नमस्ते. So if we can do that, if we can, like he's five now, his Misun is in an immersion school right now, that daycare school. And his Misun can, he understands, what's Iyanka?
Iyanka means run.
Okay. What's Inaji?
Inaji means get up.
Okay. Inaji means stop. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Get up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and go. That's what energy means.
Okay. So, in Bhagavad's name is Tathanka Wakha, and his first name is Balan, and he will be attending Lonman School tomorrow. That'll be his beginning.
Ishna
Wicha Owayawa. Ishna Wicha Owayawa. Pichya Wayokt. Te Ole Which is new, he's a cowboy. Namish Mijama cowboy. Oh. But I have a hair hair, it is now past 6 o'clock, so I want to thank all of you. Maybe some of these information. It's sometimes they're hard to believe, or maybe it's hard to hear, but sometimes, a lot of times, these are true, because I've been working on this for the last, I don't know how many years, and it's like this. And I want to tell you the true story. Now, turn it back over to... Lloyd, and I want to thank Lloyd for being patient with us today.